and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our predicted lineup for the big one, for the big game, Aston Villa under the lights, European semi final. Let that sink in. Semi final at Villa Park in Europe. If you are new to our channel, make sure you are subscribing. Smash a like. That helps the channel out massively. If you are enjoying the content, just hit a like. It's free. Comment your thoughts and get on the whole journey with us, because we are on a journey to greatness under Unai Emery. So get on board, join, get involved in the channel, comment, interact, do your stuff. So yeah, big game. Really looking forward to it, as always. Really excited. My first European semi-final as a Villa fan. And I don't think it really does get much better than that, does it? Like, for any Villa fan out there going to this game or watching at home, being involved in a game like this is special. It's going to live long in the memory, hopefully for the good reasons. But I think I love it. I've loved the Europa Conference League. I think it's massively underrated. I think there's some top teams in there. We've had to play those teams. And it's a good tournament. It's a good trophy. It's a great learning block for potential in the near future for Villa, especially whether it's Champions League, Europa League. This learning experience that we've been on this season of travel, of managing games, managing injuries, fans learning the European mode again, because I think as fans, it can get slightly overlooked that, oh, it's just another game of football. We just go out and do the same thing. It's slightly different in the way in which you can approach these knockout ties. You've got to stay in the ties. You've got to just manage the minutes if it goes to extra time. You can't, you know, go all out explosive and leave yourself wide open, because then you'll lose the second leg and the tie can be over after one leg. So Europe's different. Europe hits differently. We've got the pedigree and hopefully we can make it to the final. And I'm just really looking forward to it. Team selection from Villa is going to be interesting on what we do, how we go about it. So what we are going to do is we're going to go back to AVFC Scout. He's done more scouting networks. He's produced us some fantastic images in this. So we're going to go through those. We're going to have a look at Olympiacos lineup. And then we are going to go to the tactical pad and we're going to do the Villa lineup. And then we're going to see how the teams can play, how they can match, how they can merge. And what I think the story is going to be told on Thursday going into the big game away in Athens. So let's get straight into it then. Here we have AVFC Scouts done some wonderful work here. So we can see this is the Olympiacos shape in build-up and attacking. And what we can notice here is Rodinei, the right back, who, if you've watched the opposition preview, which was very, very good, will tell you about his threat. We've got Fortunis as well on that right-hand side. So here we can see a passing triangle forming in the wide area with the fullback, winger and midfielder. Pedence is moving over to overload the side with four players, dragging his defence with him and leaving a huge space to run into. Rodinei plays 1-2 with Fortunis, then makes an underlapping run forward. So we can see Podence's movement is inside to outside, which is going to create space. It's going to create a gap. It's going to create an avenue for Rodinei to express and run into. So this build-up here is a little bit like Spurs, where the fullbacks are going into further advanced central areas. Rather than doing overlaps, we are underlapping and we're cutting inside and going into a central area. So next up, we can see that this has worked. So you can see that Podence has now moved to that right-hand side and Rodinei has moved into that space where that big gap has been opened by Podence's movement. So this wide play has created a huge gap between the centre-backs and Rodinei to run into. The ball is played over the top, creating an opportunity for a cutback to the two players that are inside the box. We've got another graphic here now. So here is Olympiacos pressing early in the game via Fenerbahce, pressing with intensity. Players are sprinting. Ball goes to Sanuchu, who makes a mistake. Loose pass into the centre of the pitch is intercepted by Fortunis, who converts from outside the box to make it 1-0. So Villa are used to teams pressing us. We're used to teams coming at us, and we're used to playing in tight areas. We're used to playing our build-up play. We've got our set patterns. We've got our routines. We've got our movements that we like to do. So our build-up should not be a problem. And I'm not having the problem of Olsen being in goal either, which is going to be the problem. I think Olsen against Chelsea, his passing was okay. So I'm not here to stick it on Olsen, to give him loads of stick. I'm here to get behind him, because by peppering him, by hammering him, by, you know, just going at him and being edgy with him, it's not going to help anybody in this scenario. So I think we've got to back Olsen to do the job, to deliver, and to play in these tight areas. So I think he can do it. He showed me that he can do it against Man City. He was doing it well against Chelsea. So here we go. I'm not having this sort of just giving him stick for the sake of it. I think he's not Martinez. He's never going to be Martinez. He's our number two. And at this moment in time, he's our number two. So what we're going to do, just keep hammering him and hammering him and hammering him and just giving him stick every 5 minutes. So for me, I'm choosing to back him. He's only going to be playing in this game. Looks like Martinez might be back for the weekend's game anyway. So let's just get on with it and let's just get the job done. So here we've got 2-0 up and still pressing in numbers. Both centre mids are high up the pitch and involved in the press. Chiquinho sprints to pressure the ball, forcing another mistake. Heze intercepts a loose pass, and now the Olympiacos have the ball in a 4-2 situation. Chiquinho is rewarded with his efforts on goal. So if they do come to press us, which I hope that they do, then I expect Villa to be able to play around them, to be able to knock it around them, and Villa to have a lot of joy in this game. So if we go to the tactical pad, this is how we expect Olympiacos to line up against Villa. It's a 4-4-1-1. We expect Jovetic to be partnering with El Kabi. Often it might look something similar to this in build-up, like we saw with Fortunas going in there, with Rodinei, with another midfielder that's going to break through the lines. Then you'll have Rodinei coming in through there. So the build-up shape can potentially look something similar to this. Fortunas is a massive outlet. He's going to pose Aston Villa problems on that right-hand side. But like the Lille game, we was able to keep their wide players quiet and their forward players quiet. So I think what's going to suit Villa is that their system is something similar to shape to Aston Villa. It's similar to around like a 4-4-2, a 4-4-1-1, which Villa are playing in a 4-4-2. So our shape should look okay against this. So what we're going to do is we're going to predict the lineup, and then I'm going to show you some of the key points that I've made in which I think we can beat Olympiacos and put them massively under pressure in this game. So I'd love to know your thoughts in the comment section down below. So stick your thoughts in, who you think the lineup's going to be, what to expect. So I'm going to talk about two players first of all, and I'm going to talk about Olsen, and I'm going to talk about Ollie Watkins, because both players have a very important role in this game. Olsen's role with distribution, we know he's going to be key. And if Olsen decides and Villa decide to go a little bit longer, then that means Watkins' role is heavily, heavily important as well. So a few little players I'm going to put in here while I'm talking about this situation is Diaby, Watkins and Leon Bailey, who I expect all three to start in this game. Now, by going long, that does not suit Moussa Diaby's game going long. It's an area that I've started to notice that when we start to go long, Diaby has a weaker game. Diaby's not involved in the game as much when we go long to Diaby as well. And I think the reason for this is Diaby isn't a back-to-goal player. Diaby, like Bailey, is a head-up, with green grass in front of me, let me see who I can exploit. Let me exploit. Let me arrive in the box late. And that's Diaby's game. Diaby in this role, with long balls going to him, it doesn't suit. But what I'm going to say, against Chelsea, we had a bit of a mare against Chelsea. because the long ball up to Watkins just wasn't sticking. Now, if the long ball up to Watkins doesn't stick, that means that there's going to be no work between Diaby and Watkins. There's no build-up. There's no intricate work. There's no one-twos. There's no getting that ball quickly, turning, passing it to Bailey and exploiting defences. So if we go long, the ball's got to stick with Watkins. And I think that's the first thing that I'm going to mention. Against Bournemouth, the ball stuck with Watkins and we saw incredible, expressive, electric, dynamic play between Watkins, Diaby, Bailey and Morgan Rogers. Remember when we were talking about that front four was just unplayable. So it's important that that ball sticks. So that's the first thing that I'm really going to touch on, is that we will have an ability in this game to go long. I think going long in this game from time to time is going to be a tactic that we can exploit. Maybe not the word going long, because some people will say we're just going to be long ball merchants. Let's use the phrase direct. We're going to be direct. And I think by being direct, we're going to just bulldozer through Olympiacos, I hope, at home anyway. So next up, we'll go Konsa at centre-back, Power at centre-back, Cash at right-back, and Luka Dean at left back. I think it's important that Konsa in this game for me is a central defender and he's going to be able to sort of work with Al Kabi and just usher him out of the game. That central two is going to be important and Cash will have license to get forward as well. So I think that's something to note. I like Konsa as right back up against really tricky, dynamic, fast, pacey, attacking wingers. But I think with Pedence, who's not blessed with blistering pace, I think Cash can work with Pedence. And I'm comfortable with Cash in there. So my double pivot is going to be Douglas Luiz and John McGinn. I think from Luiz, I really want to see a performance where he completely dominates. He's having a real good game, head up, looking forward, controlling the game. He's getting forward a little bit as well. I think sometimes we get stuck with him just being in this area where I think at times I want to see him now playing in this area and getting on that ball and being a little bit more creative and expressive, because I think John McGinn can do a role in there and I expect him to work along those areas, protecting Cash when needs be. If Cash goes forward, then we might see John McGinn dropping in there as well. So that is going to be my double pivot. And on that right-hand side, hopefully we're going to be able to see Zaniolo back in the squad. I think we've really missed him. I think he's great off the bench for Aston Villa. But I think for this game, pace, power, I think it's a real good game for Rodgers to have at home. So that's my lineup. That's where I think I am with this game. You know, what can we expect from a Villa and an Olympiacos point of view then? We know Rodney will want to get into advanced areas. Fortunas at the same time will be doing some damage through here as well. So it's important and imperative that Luka Dean gets into those attacking areas. Rodgers doing the same, occupying that space there, but having to come back and help and do some defensive work when needed at that same time as well. I think the midfield, hopefully the midfield can outnumber the Olympiacos midfield and do a job on that midfield and stifle them. Cash getting forward, I think he's going to be massively important as well. I think Pedence, we've just got to watch out for those movements when he's coming inside a little bit, because he's an intricate player. So I don't expect that left-hand side to be as dynamic as the right-hand side. So if we can work and manhandle Pedence, then that's fine. And then just this role of the link-up with Diaby, Watkins and Bailey being expressive, Bailey attacking. And I think, you know, when I'm thinking about this game of what I want to see, I want to see control. I want to see us controlling the game. And I want to see us controlling that game for 90-plus minutes. So the control has to be there. And with control, we have to maintain that we are switched on at all times. But what I do want to see is that if we go 1-0 up, I want to see us go up another gear. So every time we score a goal, I want to see that gear go up a level, the intensity go up a level, and the aggression go up a level. Because I think in this game, if we can score a goal early and score a goal in this game and go up levels, I think we can score more and more against this Olympiacos side. I think Olympiacos are going to be a good team. I think they're going to try and stifle us. But if they come to Villa Park and press, and they come to Villa Park and want to play, then I think there are levels, in my opinion, to this Villa side and this Olympiacos side. And that's not discrediting them. It's not thinking that we're going to be naive. That's just the way I see it. That's just the way I see this game going. So I want to see us turning the screw and making it really, really difficult for them. And I think the atmosphere plays a massive part in that. And I just think the players' mentality plays a massive part in that in this game as well, because we're at home first and we've got to make it count. We've got to make the advantage count. So I think that's where I am on the mentality and where I see the performance going. And I think we've got enough in us here. We've got enough creativity. We've got enough flair. We've got enough control. We've got enough structure to be able to see Olympiacos off. I really, really do. So let me know your thoughts in the comment section down below on how you think the game is going to go, what formation you're going to go with. There is one other option that I've thought about and I think could possibly be a good formation to go with. Well, not formation, like personnel to go with. And it's just a subtle change and it's to bring in a little bit of chaos. So the other option that I've got is either Bailey, Diaby on the wing and Duran. Because if we are going to go a little bit more direct and a little bit longer at times, then I think Duran could be good in this game as well, just to just cause a bit of chaos. The strapping on Bailey's knee is worrying me every time I see that strapping on his knee. I just don't like it. So I'm all for playing our best team, which I think we will. But if Bailey's a doubt and a risk, and this knee strapping is a slight issue, then I'm okay with him being on the bench and playing Diaby out wide. Like, in an ideal world, I don't want to do that. But if this strapping, and he needs a rest, and he's ready for Sunday, then I think he could be on the bench maybe. But if not, then we will go with Diaby and we'll go with Bailey out wide. So that's where we could possibly be at as well. So let's just have a quick look now at some of the other players for Olympiacos that we've got to watch out for. So Pedence, he's got 13 goals, 9 assists in 40 appearances. Heat map, you can see him on that left-hand side. An agile dribbler, very small stature, low centre of gravity, enabling quick and exclusive, elusive dribbling in tight spaces. Pace, he possesses the pace to cause trouble on the counter, can cut inside and show a preference for cutting inside on the left foot, cutting in from the left on his right foot. Recent penalty form, bottom right corner for his previous two penalties. We've got Jovetic, who played for Man City, European pedigree, experience playing at the highest level of European football with big clubs, formerly a centre forward, now transitioned into more of a second striker, providing support for the primary number 9. Link-up play, positions himself at the edge of the box, looking to get involved with passing sequences, playing 1-2s and final balls, finishing, clean finisher of the ball, and he's a good finisher, able to shoot from the edge of the box, drift in towards the penalty spot and looking for cutbacks. And finally, the goalkeeper. The youngster is expected to be starting goalkeeper with impressive recent performances. Good reflexes and agility with the ability to make saves with his feet. Made 3 penalty saves in the shootout against Fenerbahce. Right, so that's my lineup. That's what I'm going with. Those are my thoughts. And I think we're going to win. I think we're going to put in a real big performance. And I'm expecting some goals from Villa as well. I'm backing my team. I'm backing Olsen. And I'm backing us to get the job done at home. And then go into that second leg as well. So, Villa fans, let me know your thoughts. What's your lineup going to be? Cheers, everybody, for watching. Up the Villa.